Hey there, this is Steve with Goodcast, a Great Man. Thanks for watching today. I wanted to give you a little video this weekend to introduce my newest article that came out. The title of it is, Why Do Hummingbird Husbands Get No Lovin'? I thought of that when I was watching these guys here behind me. I don't know if you could hear the racket here, but this is a typical hummingbird feeder in Colorado in July. These guys are going nuts. They're like mosquitoes. So what's a hummingbird husband? A hummingbird husband is what I felt like. So I felt qualified to write about the topic of being a hummingbird husband. Hummingbird husbands are nervous. They're a little twitchy. They're a little unsure. They're a little uncertain. Hummingbird husbands tend to ask a lot of questions. Where have you been? What are you doing? What are you thinking? How are you? How have you been? What's the matter? What did I do wrong? And what I found out during the years that I was a hummingbird husband, the real question that was underlying all of those other questions, all of those twitchy, uncertain, scared questions, was, am I okay? I really faked it. I really faked thinking that it was about, are you okay? Is she okay? Is she doing all right? Is she mad? Or how can I make her feel better? But the underlying motivation when I was doing it, the hummingbird husband, is, am I okay? Do you like me? Do you love me? Are you going to have sex with me? Are you going to touch me? And the hummingbird husband is one of the most annoying personality types to any woman. I call it a libido killer. It's definitely a libido killer. And that's one of the reasons I had so much problems with intimacy and sex in my marriage, is that the amount of pressure that I could put on with my hummingbird husband personality. And what's funny about us guys who can be like that in relationship with a woman is that we're not like that outside the house. At work, in social settings, we're pretty cool. We're kind of like the mountain lion. We're calm, relaxed. We're very sure of ourselves, confident, deliberate. But once we get inside the romantic relationship where all the emotional triggers and insecurities can come out in a hummingbird husband, that's when it happens. And then we get a little bit ashamed of ourselves. We become down and get angry, and we normally turn that anger toward the woman in front of us, which results in even more fun, right? More conflict, more no intimacy and all of that stuff. So read the article, Why Hummingbird Husbands Get No Lovin', and let me know what you think. Let me know if you know what that feels like, if you've been that way in your life or if you're that way right now. One thing I've learned is a process. I've learned about a coaching technique that helps men lose the hummingbird husband personality and adopt the mountain lion strategy. It's less of a strategy than it is a mindset. It's a perspective. It's an energy of feeling like you're calm and deliberate and pleased with yourself. And what I want to do is have a conversation about that. The very toughest thing to a guy after you watch a video like this is to go read the article or look at my email that you got this in and hit reply and say, hey, I'd like to have a conversation. I remember how hard it was for me to have that conversation, to actually send an email to another man and say, you know what, you got a minute, you want to talk, or can you talk with me? Because we're not raised to do that. We're not raised to reach out to other men and ask for help. But I can promise you, you will never regret reaching out to another man and asking for help. And I'd like to be that guy for you. So I hope you enjoy the article. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. This is a Saturday afternoon here in Colorado at Hummingbird Central. Let's see if we can catch another one of these guys coming in for a landing. There's one night right there. It's crazy, isn't it? Thanks for watching, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.